This dream symbol moment is focused on flying, one of my personal favorites, I must say. Billy, I've had, so many dreams where I personally am flying. And I don't mean with the assistance of an airplane, I'm flying like Superman. And usually when I have the dream, that's how I'm flying too. It's my body position. Sometimes my arms are down at my sides, but my belly is to the earth and my head and my eyes are out in front of me and the wind. It's such an exhilarating feeling. And I can fly through buildings very gracefully. Right. And I can fly, you know, up above the mountains and in the sky and all of that. So what does this mean? All I know is I love it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Isn't that a great feeling? It's such a wonderful feeling when we dream about flying. And it gives us this exhilaration, this sense of, like, possibilities. Mm. And quite simply, it has a lot to do with a metaphor for creative expression in the waking world.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me.
It's a part of me that's willing. It's part of me that's willing to break free of the typical mundane expected ways of doing things and breaking out into a whole new facets of life. You know, something that didn't seem possible at first is possible. And that's why the dream gives us this wonderful sensation of being able to leave the earth and ascend into the heavens. And, you know, people, it shows up so different for a lot of different people. When I dream of flying, it's funny. It's like I feel like I'm sitting in a little go-kart position, and so I can see my feet out in front of me and I by my arms to my side, like as though I'm controlling it back and forth, like if I had little levers on the sides.
That is so funny because I would have never even imagined that one.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm always flying belly to the earth, head out in front of me, feet behind.
Right.
Always. That's like, always the way I've flown. So I listen to you say that and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I've never flown like that before.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, but that's how it shows up for me. It's just sort of like this hovercraft kind of thing. My husband, in fact, he does it. He flies in a very different way where he's just standing there and he starts twirling a foot. One of his feet starts spinning around and then he realizes that he can propel himself up into the sky. And then he remains standing straight as he hovers around. But as long as he keeps his foot spinning on one side, he can stay up in the air.
I love it. I mean, I just assumed if anyone flew in a dream, they flew the way I flew. You guys are cool.
Well, everybody has, and it's all very personal. So, you know, the universal symbol is flying, but we're all doing it in our own different ways. I've worked with lots of dreamers who, I mentioned, I think, before when we were talking about how you can fly through buildings sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I often have that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's so funny. I'm just going about my mundane daily details in the dream, but I'm floating through all of it. I'm flying through the house doing my cooking or laundry. I mean, sometimes it seriously is that simple.
Yeah.
But I'm flying and floating through it. I'm hovering above. I'm not standing on the floor.
And quite simply, once again, as we've mentioned in other segments, going back to the symbol is so important. And what you just mentioned, as I'm thinking about in my version of the dream, if I'm able to feel this feeling during doing the most mundane tasks of cooking and cleaning and folding the laundry, is the dream trying to give me that sensation of like, well, you know, all of these daily activities are just as exhilarating as anything else, you know, and I just have to take that attitude and switch my view and perspective and say, you know, well, daily life is exhilarating on one level. Daily life is just as spiritual as anything else.
That's so interesting to have that reflected in that way, because that is, I feel like that's a part of my purpose on earth, is to help people see that the little daily mundane details that they see as mundane are actually, that's just as rich of a life experience as anything else.
That's right. They're really quite sacred. And if we look at that, providing food for our family and keeping a orderly and clean home, it's all quite sacred. And so if I'm dreaming about flying through those activities, it's showing that is what really lifts my soul too.
That's really cool. Thanks for that, Billy. Mm-hmm. I hope there's others out there listening who can relate to that as well. Mm. And would flying, I mean, I'm guessing just as you had described in an earlier dream symbol moment when we were talking about flying in a plane, it was about leaving the earthly and moving into the heavens. So Would this represent the same thing, sort of us flying into more of the spiritual realm?
I believe so, yeah. I think it has a lot to do with the anything that is representative of ascension, you know, because the dream likes to show ascension off the earthly plane. And we all relate to spiritual beliefs. I mean, when my spiritual practice is really working for me, I feel a sense of ascension inside, an interior sense of ascension. So it's an illustration. And you just confirm this with your story about, you know, the daily activities, what most people would call quote unquote mundane activities actually can be quite spiritual. So this is the emphasis in the dream is to show this like lifting off and moving into another realm.
And would it have anything to do with perspective, giving a new perspective? Because that's sometimes the dreams are quite lucid for me, meaning that I think this is what lucid dreaming means. I'm aware, like somehow in my sleeping body, in my conscious awake body, but I'm sleeping, I'm aware of the fact that I'm having that dream. And it's sort of like I'm observing. So I'm having the dream and I'm watching it. And I'm also saying, oh, it's so interesting because I can see things differently from here. I wish I could see things like this more often, that kind of thing.
Well, right. Very much so. I think it has a lot to do with perspective. A lot to do with perspective and how am I going to tackle the next tasks in my life. If I'm going to just take a perspective of that, well, I'm here, I'm stuck on the earth and it's all going to be this way and I'm just going to have to do the laundry again, you know, that kind of thing, then it's not going to feel like an exhilarating spiritual practice event, you know. But if I have a dream about flying and doing these activities, then it's going to show me that really underneath there is that peace. And yeah, the perspective is how do I look at these things in life? And so if I'm up above the city looking down, yeah, I can look at the whole world view, the whole group sensation of it all. I can see it all.
Yeah, For me, I always feel such a sense of freedom when I have those dreams, too.
Totally. Totally. It's got an incredible sense of freedom. And it seems to last throughout the next day and maybe into the next day after that.
Well, in fact, what usually happens for me, if I'm in a time of having these awesome flying dreams, it does last through the day. And most of the time, then it's a succession of nights in a row where I also have that dream.
Right.
And it might not be the same dream of flying through the house, doing the things, you know, where I'm flying and what I'm doing while I'm flying may change night to night. Mm-hmm. But it's usually such a vivid experience that it will last for several days, usually at least three, sometimes as many as five nights in a row. And then that feeling of freedom and exhilaration during the days after I'm awake in my waking reality. It's really cool.
Right. So quite simply, I think, as we've said before, it's a metaphor for creative expression in waking life. So it's going to give me that inspiration and that imagination and that sensation of, yeah, it's possible. I don't have to do things the way I've always done them before. I don't have to stick with the same old rigid way of doing things.
Love it. It's like complete and total self-empowerment, really feeling your own source, feeling source at work inside you and moving you through flying.
I
love that.
That's it. That's it. I think that's exactly it.
I hope I have that one tonight.
Can incubate it now.
Ah, love that one. This dream symbol moment focused on flying is brought to you by wakeuptoyourdreams.com.